I'm just sitting here trying to collect my thoughts. I thought I was going to write some down for you all and talk about it that way, but I think I'd rather just speak from the heart like I've been doing. I hope somebody would get something out of this. If it don't resonate, it's not for you. But I just, if I had to give this episode a title, it would be True Colors. It would be True Colors. And my question is, what is the true color? Is it what a person show you initially, what they give you initially in the relationship? And I'm not talking about boyfriend, girlfriend. I'm talking about any relationship, even when you have friends, homegirls, homeboys. The colors that you are shown in the beginning, it basically dictates whether or not you'll move forward with that relationship, right? You decide to move forward. Y'all move forward. You, your homegirl, whatever. Next thing you know, y'all best friends, y'all sisters, foe, whatever. This my nigga, this my homie, blah, blah, blah. This my boo, bae, husband, wife, whatever. Okay. And then you start to see different characters. You start to see different colors. Colors that won't, it wasn't in the pattern initially. It wasn't there. Yeah, I hope y'all following me. Like, you start to see different colors. If somebody showed me red and white, and now I'm being shown purple and green, and the two don't mix, that's what I mean. True colors. So, what is the true colors? Is it the first set of colors I seen? Or the second set. I be trying to understand that when it comes to relationships with people. What you show me, is that who you are? Or that's what you want to be for me? If that makes sense. That's what you want to be for me. But what I need people to understand that's attached to me is the only thing I need from anyone is who you are. Never who you want me to think you are. Like, no. Give me a fair opportunity. Fair. Give me a fair opportunity to be able to make a decision if I want to fuck with you or not. Excuse my language. But give me a fair opportunity. That's not right when y'all or people in general be out here pretending to be something that they not. That's not even cool. You will have people dealing with you off of just everything is just built on fakeness. Nothing is real. It's not real. You know what I'm saying? And who wants any relationship like that when it's built on a image that you don't even fit? You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody wants to deal with people like that. I've had my share with women pretending to be something that they're not. I have my share with men pretending to be someone that they're not, trying to be someone for me. If you have to try to be someone for me, you're not for me. You're not for me. You cannot fake vibes out here. You can't do that. You can't fake vibes with anybody. Now, some people you can because some people is just so oblivious to things, or they have just allowed themselves to literally just accept whatever, feeling like it can't be better or whatever. And all that toxic stuff, that's toxic to me. Like, I'm not about to force a vibe. I'm not about to fake a vibe with anyone. I can't do it. Like, I just can't do it. It's so uncomfortable and it's so unhealthy to be in any situation, relationship, friendship with anyone. And you have to force yourself to either tolerate this person, or you got to force yourself to see things that's good about them. You want to kind of force yourself to see the good, you know. But if the bad override the good, it's not it. It's just not it. And I feel like there's different folks for different people. Like, y'all just don't understand. It just don't understand. And I think sometimes I'm laughing because y'all just don't understand. Y'all don't understand. And I want all the feedback as much as possible on this, because it's just not right. It's not right how y'all be out here faking. Like, people just be out here faking. Like, where happened to real, genuine people? That's what I really want to know. Like, what happened to genuine people? It's crazy out here. It's so hard to find genuine people. And when I said it hurt my heart so bad, it just hurt my heart so bad. Because sometimes all you want is to meet genuine people, like down-to-earth people. People that's real with themselves. And they are real with you. And they understand the way that life is set up. Like, they live in reality, not a fantasy world, you know, just reality. You know what I'm saying? And it's good to just love on your people the right way. It's like the world is already wicked alone. Why do people have to be fake and nasty? Like, I really had a moment this morning, because when it comes to anybody that's attached to me, they are loved. They are loved so unconditionally. It's nothing that anyone that I love that's attached to me can be in need of and I don't supply. Or I don't provide. You know what I'm saying? Nobody. If they in need, I don't know about it. They didn't tell me anything about it. You know, I love to see my people okay. Anybody that I love know that they can call me and I'm going to pick up my phone and I'm going to be there, like, mentally. I'll be there physically for them. If they need any type of words of encouragement, motivation, like a pat on the back, whatever it is, when my phone ring and I answer, I make myself available to people. I do. And anybody that's connected to me knows that about me. They know the sacrifice that I would take for them. They know the level of love that I have for them. Like, they know that I love hard and I'm a genuine person. They know that. It's not a doubt that anybody that I deal with don't know that about me. I have proven that on so many levels. Even to people that I know don't even like me, I have proven that. I have been good to the ones that curse me. I'm good to the ones that despitefully uses me. I bless these people. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Like, I bless the ones that I know despitefully use me. I bless the ones that I know curse me, that I know fake towards me, that I know can't stand to see me coming or going. I'll get them my last. And that's no snatching. I would give them my last. But what's sad is because people know that they have that type of person in me, and yet they continue to do those things towards me. They'll continue to use me, abuse me. They'll continue to manipulate, be fake. Just like, they will continue to live their life like that, because that's how they get by. That's how they get by. But what they fail to realize is they will always be in a position where they're the ones that's not able to be that person. Like, they will put themselves, they will keep themselves in a position where they always in need, or they always dealing with their own demons, fighting their own demons. Nothing is going their way. Like, just a mess. Just a mess. They miserable. Miserable within self. Miserable within self. They will always be that type of individual because of the way they are to people. When the Bible say you reap what you sow, God means just that. Exactly what you give out to people in life, you have to get it back. You got to get it back. That's how the world is set up. That's the way life is. You can't keep sowing bad to people. Like, you can't keep doing people wrong. You can't keep doing that. You can't keep being a liar. You can't keep being a manipulator. You can't keep being fake. You can't be, you know, a troublemaker. You can't keep being messy. Always in somebody's business or in somebody's mix. And it has nothing to do with you. A busybody, a Jezebel. Like, you can't keep being that. You can't keep being that way if you want to prosper. If you want to prosper, how is that possible? How do y'all feel that your life would just shoot up in so much prosperity and you sowing bad into other people's lives? That shit is wicked. Make it make sense, because it don't make sense. People can be so fine in their life. They can be doing so well in their life, just minding their own little business, you know? And then it's like y'all seek to devour those people. Anytime you're dealing with anybody, mama, daddy, I literally don't care who it is. Anytime you are dealing with anybody, if you are being drained mentally, it's not healthy. It's not it. God don't give us bad. He give us good. We give ourselves bad. We choose what we choose. We want what we want. And everything we want is just not healthy for the body. It's just not. Like, I really have been going through a detachment phase for the last maybe 3 months. Maybe four months. A detachment phase with a lot of different people in my life. And at first I didn't understand why. I kept feeling confused, like, you know, why am I going through this? Like, why am I starting to understand a different picture? Or why am I starting to see different colors? Was the colors there at first and I just didn't see it? Maybe I was blind to the other two colors. Or that goes back to me asking, is the colors that I see now in people in my life is the true color? Because truth always prevails. It always comes out. So it's like you can't fake for so long when it comes to an individual that's real. You can't. It's impossible. It's really impossible to just not be genuine around somebody else that's genuine. We're going to pick up on that. I know my kind. I know my spirit. The Bible says spirit recognize spirit. I know my kind and I know my energy. And the energy don't lie. It don't. The actions don't lie. You can never argue with a person's actions. Ever. What you are seen and shown, that's what it is. It don't matter what fall off them lips. Them words be coming back void. Do y'all understand? I never want to put myself in a position to deal with any woman, any man, any family member, no friends, no nothing. never want to put myself in a position where I have to live my life and pretend that I'm oblivious to bullshit. No. No. When I say after my son dad, Ta'an's dad, that was it for me. At some point, you have to come to a stumping ground and you have to come to a realization that stuff is just not it. And you have to just do better or want to do better or just want better for yourself as an individual. You have to really tell your mind that. And you have to really believe that what you want, it is possible. What you want in life is possible. And you can have what you want. But you have to put yourself in a position, for one, to receive blessings. Two, to have good luck. Three, just to have favor on your life. And when you out here living any kind of way, doing people any kind of way, and you always have an ulterior motive when it comes to people in life, you would never have that. You would never, ever, ever have that. I am never going to put myself in a position where I'm constantly loving my friends more than they love me, loving my families more than they love me, loving my husband more than he loves me, loving my children more than they love me. No. If I can wake up every day and make a choice to do right by anybody that I'm connected to, surely they can. Surely they can. If I can wake up every day to have a mind to serve my purpose in life or just do right by people and be genuine, It's very rare I tell anybody no. Very rare. I feel like no makes me look like I'm a mean person, you know, or I feel that someone is going to be different towards me. And I have been learning lately that the word no is something that I need to learn how to exercise. And I told myself, coming into the new year's, if my heart just don't want to do something for someone, I'm not going to force my heart to do something for anyone. Because my heart does a lot of talking. My heart does a lot of talking. If I feel like you're not deserving of a blessing from me, I'm not going to give it to you. I'm not going to give it to you unless God tell me to give it to you. Literally. I'm not. If it's like not life, death, threatening or whatever, it's like I'm real cautious because sometimes I feel like my yes makes me seem so vulnerable or so gullible or so green to people, and my humbleness, don't even go there, people just take all types of advantage of my humbleness. And then the moment that I want to kind of move the humbleness to the side and use my voice and speak on things that's just not real and not right, I'm doing too much. That'll be me just doing too much. That'll just be me got too much going on, or miserable, or draining. You know, y'all, I know some of y'all feel me. Like, when you start to use your voice, you know, you become everything but a child of God. And I would never understand that. Don't deal with people like that. Don't deal with anybody that allows you not to use your voice. Because I have like been in relationships with females and men, and I would never use my voice. I would never use my voice. I'd use my actions. That's what I would do. I use my actions. I shut down and I carry things the way I feel like I want to carry it. But if I never use my voice in any relationship, it's because I did not feel like it was okay for me to use my voice, or I was not being understood. One thing about me that anybody should know, if you give me a vibe where you don't understand me, and I hope nobody that listens to this video feel like this is directed to them per se, it's not. It's in general. It's directed to anybody and everybody. It's just in general. And if it resonates with you or you feel guilty because of the things that I'm saying, then maybe it is for you. Maybe it's for you, for yourself. Not me coming for you, but maybe it's for you. Maybe it's something that you needed to hear. I hope something clicks. I hope something clicks. Because the only thing and the only motive that I have for this episode is so that people will not walk in the path of untrue colors when it comes to people. It can save you a lot of hurt, a lot of heartache, a lot of pain, a lot of confusion, a lot of depression. It can save people from that. Like, just understand that if it's not it, it's not it. Anybody that I ever called a friend, I felt like they was a friend. I don't just call people friends. Like, that's not what I do. If I ever put myself in a committed relationship with anyone, they gave me reasons to do that. But if them colors is not the same colors, I need to know what's going on. I need to know what I'm dealing with, who I'm dealing with, which one are you? Are you the red or are you the blue? Are you the green? You the purple? Like, who am I dealing with? Because at this point, I feel like when it comes to relationships and I'm getting mixed signals from people, I don't know who I'm dealing with. I don't know what I'm dealing with. And it caused me to be uncomfortable. It caused me to be very much so uncomfortable. And with uncomfort, you're gonna like find yourself, who wants to be uncomfortable? Like, who just, that's like as if. Nobody wants to be uncomfortable in any situation. And then, you know, y'all just don't understand. Y'all don't understand. I would just suggest y'all take y'all time out here. Because the streets don't love you. And it's very, very wicked. If you can find a home girl that you can vibe with and it's some forever shit, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. If you can ever find a man or a man find you and you can grow old with him, that is beautiful. Communication, understanding. Communication, understanding, and honesty. To me, I feel like those are the three keys to have an everlasting relationship with anybody. If you have a lack of communication, you whack. You just whack. You don't know how to talk, you just whack. Period. You whack. You need to grow up. You don't know how to talk. And communicating means don't listen to respond. Listen to understand. Listen to understand. This is like 2022. I'm 31 years old. I am sorry. I don't have time to teach people how to love me anymore. I don't. It's 2022. Anybody that's at least 25 and older, maybe, I ain't even gonna say 18, 25 and older, should know how to love. And if anybody out here in situations and you're not getting loved the way you need to get loved or be loved, guess what? Don't cheat yourself, treat yourself. There's somebody else that would. It's somebody else out here. Friends, family, whatever. It's somebody out here who's capable of matching a person's energy. If you whack, find you somebody that's whack. It goes together. It mix. But if you whack, don't be out here reaching. Don't be out. You can't be out here reaching for something that you can't afford. You can't reciprocate. It's a little too much for you. Y'all gotta get people that's on y'all level. Y'all gotta deal with people that's on y'all level. Stop making people be childish with y'all, or want somebody to play petty games with y'all, or want somebody to be fake and do the most with y'all. Like, stop. No. It's 2022. If a person don't know how to treat Brianna, guess what? Deuces. And it's all love. It's literally all love. The only thing I do is take care of my kids and I get money, and that's it. Period. I take care of my kids and I get, and my husband, and I get money. That's it. That's all that I do. I don't do nothing else. Nothing. That's all that I do. I mind my business. I mind my business and I try to find myself. I'm always doing self-examination. I'm always looking at my reflection in the mirror. Always, always. When I need to tighten up, I'm going to tighten up. I face reality. I live in a reality type of life and world. Like, I'm not fake with anybody. I don't go around hurting people. And I'm not saying I never did none of that, because I have before. But when you want better for yourself, you're going to do better. And when you're doing better, it's starting by treating other people better. That's how your blessings come in. That's how your life prosper. If you're dealing with anybody and you don't have good intentions to treat them good, leave them alone, because you're only making it worse for yourself. How many times do y'all feel like y'all can fuck people over, good people, and not pay for that? You reap everything that you sow. We can't see everything God can see. God can see everything. And if you don't have no knowledge of how my God work and how he operate, yeah, you got to find yourself for real. Maybe if you learn, you know, how God operates. When y'all learn how God operates and the power that he has and your consequences and how revenge is his, you would treat people so much better. It's like people that just have no fear of nothing. Just go around just doing the most. Just being messy, or just, in a way, burning bridges. Burning bridges and making fake ones. I don't get it, and I will never get it. I don't want to get it when it comes from unhealthy people. It's 2022. Just a reminder, I don't care who you is. When you interfere with my peace, you don't have a portion of me. I need my peace to function, because for one, I love myself. I need my peace to be able to wake up in the morning, do my daily routines, and understand how life is set up for me that day. A peace of mind helps me to be very much open-minded, caring, and etc. Anybody that interfere with my peace, you messing with my life. That's the bloodline. Like, my peace is everything. I got to take care of my children. I have to support a husband that's incarcerated. He got his own set of issues. Kids got their own set of issues. If you're not adding to that peace, you're subtracting from it, which means you're draining me. You're draining me. And I don't want to be around people or be connected to people that drains and pull and take from me, yet they're not willing to pour into me. You're not pouring into me if you constantly draining me. You can tell yourself all day long you're a good friend to me. But if I don't call you a friend, you ain't no good friend to me. People can have a friend in me. And I tell people this all the time. People can have a friend in me. Because people be like, why you say you don't got no friends? I thought she said she was. I don't care what nobody said. People have a friend in Brianna. It's just me having the, you know, same energy. Because I know I'm a friend to people. I know I'm a good wife to people. I know I'm a good mother to my children. But sometimes you got to sit back and evaluate things for what it is and ask yourself, are these people that I'm constantly pouring myself into, are they pouring back into me? Are they filling me back up? Are they doing that? Because if they're not doing that, what am I doing? If you're a happy person, you be around happy people. If you're miserable, you need to stay where you at with the miserable ones. Birds of a feather gonna flock together. I feel like what you love and who you love is who you are. When I say I don't want no dealings with nothing that's wicked, evil, not level-headed, embarrassing, ratchet, disoriented, dysfunctional, depressing, manipulative, controlling, fake. I don't want to deal with nobody that's like that. And I really don't feel like God put me here to deal with such. It don't matter who you is. God gives us peace. When God gives us something, it's going to be peace. It's going to be peaceful. So I'm just going to say this. When you ask God for something, or if you out here and you seeking something, when it comes to you, if it don't bring you joy, if it don't bring you happiness, if you're sad, if you're miserable, if you're depressed, if you're just not who you know that you are, if you're just unhappy in a situation, if you don't trust this girl, if you got to question her accountability on everything she say, if it just don't resonate in your spirit that, this girl is my, this she really my home girl. I don't got to pick and choose what I say to her or anything like she, I can, that's my friend. Or when it comes to a man, you can say the same thing. If you can't share those feelings with that person, God didn't give you that. You got that on your own. So when you question people or you question yourself and say, Lord, was this heaven sent? Why this girl come into my life? Or why this dude come into my life? Or what made me and this girl click and bond? Like, was it heaven sent? Because I don't care what type of relationship it is. I want to know if it's heaven sent. If it's not heaven sent, if it's just not heaven sent, I'm telling you, you gonna know. You're definitely gonna know. God give us peace and he give us a sound mind. Depression, misery, manipulation, all those things and all that stuff, fakeness, wicked, evil, nasty, all that. God, you can't even mix him with them type of spirits. Like, them not none of his. So when he get his angels to send down blessings or he want to orchestrate something to benefit your life, it's definitely not going to be none of those things. It's never going to be. And I'm not saying you and your friends might not see eye to eye or have disagreements. But when it becomes a lifestyle and it becomes the basis of the relationship, the focus point of the relationship, it's no need to ask yourself anymore. It's no need to question your self-worth anymore. It's no need to look in the mirror and question and talk to yourself about nothing anymore. The only thing you all should do when you see true colors is to thank God that you see it. That's it. Thank God that you see it. Just thank him that you see it. Do you know how long people can be in relationships and still not see the colors? Do y'all understand what I'm saying? Still not see the colors? Or they see different colors, but they just as confused as they want to be because they don't know which colors to believe. Listen, if the green color overpowers the yellow one, I'm going to go with the green one. Because what you see is may not what you get. And that's just what it is. What you see is may not what you get. Sometimes we perceive things to fit our life. We do. We perceive things to really fit our life if it's beneficial to us. I just want y'all to understand that it's okay to be alone and not have friends unless they are worthy to be called a friend. It's okay to go to dinner, lunch, breakfast, whatever by yourself. It's okay to go get your nails done by yourself. It's okay to go get your feet done by yourself. It's okay, niggas, men, it's okay for you all to love yourself unconditionally. It's okay to build yourself up as a man. It's okay to seek God as a man, to want to know how to be a man and a good man for yourself and for your family, for your future, for your children or whoever. It's okay to seek the things that your life would benefit from. It's okay to be different. It's okay to be peculiar. It's okay to just want to have a mind to just do right by people. Don't settle. Why do people settle? Don't settle for friendships. Don't settle for relationships. Don't settle. If you want something that you want and you feel like you can benefit from it for the rest of your life and it gives you peace, it brings you peace, it brings you joy, it uplifts you, it encourages you. You can tell that the support is there, that a person got your back, that you ain't living this life on your own or by yourself no more. You got a friend. You have a friend in someone. You have a soulmate in someone. If that's what you want for yourself, get it. You don't have to settle for nothing that's less than what you want. You don't have to. You don't have to. If you need more, you want more from a friend or a family member or whatever, if they're not willing to give it to you, it's okay. Because God has people in his life that's willing to give everyone what they need. But when he give you what you need and you treat it like shit, see if he give it to you again. See if he give it to you again. You can't curse nothing that God give you. God give you something and you show your unappreciation towards it. See if he give you anything else. Now he gonna let the devil bless you. Because you didn't appreciate the people. You didn't appreciate the good people that God placed in your life. You didn't appreciate how he ordained things to be for your life. You didn't appreciate it. Anytime God give you something and you treat it like shit, you're stepping outside of his will and you doing your own thing. And then you start reaping. But I have to carry on with my day today. I hope someone got something out of it. And I wouldn't say that this is something that actually just happened to me, but it has happened to me. And I feel like it's still happening to me. So not only was this for myself, but I'm sure it was for a lot of other people that struggle with this. The only thing that I want to leave with you all is don't beat yourself up. Don't beat yourself up. Thank God for seeing the colors. Thank God for seeing the colors. Because if God's showing you people and he's revealing things to you, trust me, he got a way to remove those people. He has a plan. Once he start letting you see true colors, it's because you was blind and you won't seeing it and you was oblivious to things or you just confused, and he gonna keep letting you see them true colors or some different colors until you understand the assignment. And once you understand the assignment, fall back and you let God do his magic. Because he'll put you with some colors that mix. Period. Don't beat yourself up. Look in the mirror. If you know you're a good person and you own your stuff out here in life, you're doing what you got to do to make stuff happen and make stuff pop for you and your family. You keep your head held high. Anybody that loses access to you, it's not your loss. You didn't lose anything. It's theirs. Let them find another victim. Just don't be the victim. I love y'all. Bye.